Tequila or Bote? Who won? The sentence is asking, who won? Qui? Is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who? El? Is a contracted form of le. The masculine definite article and a. The third person singular form of the verb avoir. Meaning, to have. Or porter. Is the past participle of the verb emporter. Meaning, to win, or to carry away. In this case, it is used in the sense of winning. The sentence follows the typical structure of an interrogative sentence in French. Interrogative pronoun plus verb plus subject. In this case, the subject is implied as the pronoun, who is the subject. Êtes-vous à la maison? Are you at home? This sentence uses the formal form of the verb, to be. Êtes-vous. The formal, vous, is used to show politeness and respect, and it is common in formal situations, or when addressing someone you don't know well. The phrase, à la maison, translates to, at home. It is a common prepositional phrase used to indicate location. The sentence structure is simple. Subject, you, plus verb, are, plus prepositional phrase, at home. Es-tu blessé? Did you hurt yourself? This is a question in the tu form, which means you in the informal singular. Es-tu is a contraction of tu es-tu, which literally means are you yourself. Blessé is the past participle of the verb blessé, which means to hurt or to injure. So, the full meaning of the sentence is, did you yourself hurt yourself? However, in English, we simplify it to, did you hurt yourself? Es-tu blessé? Are you injured? The sentence uses the verb être to be in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question. The pronoun tu, you, is the subject of the verb, and the adjective blessé. Injured describes the state of the subject. The question word es-tu is a contraction of est-ce tu. Is it not you? A common way to form questions in French. Êtes-vous blessé? Are you injured? The sentence is a question in the formal form of the present tense of the verb être. To be. Êtes-vous is the formal pronoun for you, plural, combined with the verb être, conjugated in the present tense. Blessé is the past participle of the verb blessé. To injure, used here as an adjective. Blessé is masculine singular, agreeing in gender and number with the pronoun vous. Êtes-vous blessé? Are you injured? This sentence is a simple question in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. The verb is être, which means to be. The past participle blessé means injured. It is used with the verb être to form the passive voice, which means the subject is being acted upon. Here's a breakdown. Êtes-vous, colon, are you, formal. Blessé, colon, injured. This sentence is a straightforward question used to inquire about someone's physical well-being. Êtes-vous blessé? Are you hurt? The sentence êtes-vous blessé is a question that asks if someone is hurt. Let's break it down. êtes-vous? Colon, this is the formal way of asking, are you, in French. It uses the formal pronoun vous, which is used to address someone with respect, or in a formal context. Laissez. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb. Laissez. Which means, to injure, or, to hurt. The feminine plural form. Laissez. Is used, because the sentence is addressing multiple people. Colon, this is the question mark in French. Key concepts. Formal pronoun. The use of the formal pronoun vous indicates a formal or respectful tone. Past participle. The past participle. Laissez. Is used to form the question. Feminine plural. The feminine plural form of the past participle. Laissez. Agrees in gender and number with the subject. Vous. Êtes-vous blessé? Are you hurt? This is a simple question using the formal, vous, form of the verb, être. Être. Meaning, to be. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, être. Être. To match the subject, vous. Vous. Which is the formal, you. Blessé. Blessé. Is the feminine past participle of the verb, blesser. Blesser. Meaning to injure, which functions as an adjective in this sentence. Vous êtes-vous blessé? Did you injure yourself? This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb. Être. To be conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle is blessé. Injured. The question uses the reflexive pronoun vous. You, which indicates that the action of injuring is being performed on oneself. The reflexive pronoun is placed before the conjugated verb. The sentence is structured as follows. Subject. Vous. You, auxiliary verb. Et. Are, reflexive pronoun. Vous. Yourself, past participle. Blessé. Injured, question mark. Vous êtes-vous blessé? Did you hurt yourself? Breakdown. Vous. You, formal, plural. Êtes-vous. Are you, formal, plural. Blessé. Hurt, feminine past participle, agreeing with, vous. Blessé. This is a past participle used as an adjective to describe the subject, vous. Vous. Used twice for emphasis, subject, and object of the verb. Key concept. The use of the past participle. Blessé. As an adjective to describe the subject, vous, is a common way to express a state of being in French. Vous êtes-vous blessé? Did you hurt yourself? This sentence is a question in the passé composé. Tense. Vous. Is the formal plural pronoun, meaning, you, plural. Êtes-vous. Is the verb. Être. To be, conjugated in the passé composé. With the auxiliary verb. Être. It means, have you been. Blessé. Is the past participle of the verb. Blessé. To hurt, and it agrees in gender and number with the subject. Vous. The question is asking if the listener, S, have injured themselves. Du coup. You are running. Breakdown. Tu. Tu. is the subject pronoun for you, informal singular. Cuz.
Cool.
Is the present tense form of the verb.
Cool.
To run, conjugated for the informal singular, you. To. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb.
Cool.
Agrees with the subject.
To.
In number and person, singular, second person. Present tense. The verb is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now.
Vous êtes vous blessé?
You have injured yourselves. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun.
Vous.
Which means, you, but in this case it is the reflexive form. The verb is
blessé.
Which means, to injure, and it is conjugated in the
passé composé.
Past perfect. The verb
être
is in the
passé composé
and is used to make the reflexive pronoun reflexive. The word
blessé
is the past participle of
blessé
in the feminine plural form.
Êtes-vous un gars?
Are you out of touch? The sentence is a question using the
être
verb, which means to be, conjugated in the second person plural in the present tense.
Être
is the conjugation for are in this context. The word
vous
is the second person plural pronoun, which means you in a formal or plural context.
Un gars
means out of touch, and it is an adjective. The sentence translates literally as, are you out of touch? However, it can also be translated as, are you old-fashioned? Or, are you behind the times?
Es-tu un gars?
Are you out of touch? This sentence uses the informal to form of the verb être, which is ease in the second person singular. This is typical in informal contexts, such as conversations with friends or family. The word ringard means out of touch, old-fashioned, or unfashionable. The sentence is asking someone if they are out of touch or old-fashioned.
Êtes-vous perdu?
Are you lost? This sentence is a question in the formal
vous
form.
Êtes-vous
is the conjugated verb to be in the present tense, second person plural. This is the formal way to address someone.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb to lose, functioning as an adjective here, meaning lost. The question mark signifies that it is a question.
Êtes-vous perdu?
Are you lost? The sentence uses the formal vous, which is appropriate when addressing someone you don't know well or in a formal setting. Êtes-vous is the formal conjugation of the verb
être
to be in the present tense, in the interrogative form, are you? Perdus is the past participle of the verb
perdre
to lose. In this context, it means lost, confused, unsure of one's location. The question asks whether the person is lost, implying they might need assistance finding their way.
Êtes-vous perdu?
Are you lost? This is a question using the formal
vous
form of
être
to be in the second person plural. The verb is conjugated in the present tense
être
and is followed by the past participle
perdu. Perdu
is the feminine plural form of the past participle
perdu,
which means lost. Because the subject is plural and feminine, we use the feminine plural form of the past participle. So the sentence is asking if you, two, or more women are lost.
Es-tu perdu?
Are you lost? This sentence is a simple question using the formal, vous form of the verb être.
Être.
To be.
Es-tu?
Is the contraction of the formal êtes vous and means are you.
Perdu.
Is the past participle of the verb
perdre.
To lose. In this context, it translates to lost and acts as an adjective modifying the subject, you. The question asks whether the person is lost.
Es-tu perdu?
Are you lost? The sentence is a question using the
to
form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle.
Perdu.
Lost. The word
perdu
is the feminine past participle of the verb
perdre.
To lose. Since
tu
is the subject of the verb, we use the feminine form of the past participle. The word order is
aversion,
which is common in French questions, where the subject and verb are inverted. So,
es-tu
is the inversion of
tu es.
You are.
Vous avez gagné.
You have won. This sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal or plural form of you.
Vous
is the subject pronoun, meaning you, formal or plural.
Avez
is the present tense of the verb
avoir.
To have. It is conjugated in the vous form.
Gagner
is the past participle of the verb
gagner.
To win. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which is implied here as it, the game, the contest, etc. The sentence literally translates to, you have won it. The it is implied because the context makes it clear what was won.
Êtes-vous perdu?
Are you lost? This sentence is a simple question using the formal vous form.
Êtes-vous
is the formal conjugation of the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense, second person plural.
Perdu
is the feminine past participle of the verb
perdre.
To lose.
Perdu
is used here as an adjective to describe the person who is lost.
Perdu
functions as the complement of the verb
être
in this sentence. In summary, the sentence asks, are you lost? In a polite and formal manner.
Tu es perdu?
You are lost. This is a simple question using the informal tu form of you.
Tu
is the informal you used when speaking to someone you know well. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the second person singular, agreeing with the subject, to.
Perdu
is the feminine past participle of the verb perdre, to lose, which acts as an adjective here, modifying to and meaning lost. The question mark indicates it is a question.
Es-tu fou?
Are you crazy? The sentence
es-tu fou
is a simple question formed using the verb être, to be, in the present tense. Breakdown.
Es-tu
: this is the second person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for you, informal. It is a contraction of
es-tu
fou. colon, this is an adjective meaning crazy or mad. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb. Agrees in number and person with the subject. 2. U. Question formation. The sentence uses the inversion of the subject and verb to form a question. Instead of "Do you are crazy," we invert to form the question.
Êtes-vous?
Are you crazy?
Êtes-vous fou?
Are you crazy? This is a direct question, using the formal, vous form of the verb, être. To be. It is followed by the adjective.
Fou.
Crazy, which modifies the subject, vous, you. The question mark at the end indicates it is an interrogative sentence.
Êtes-vous folle?
Are you crazy? This sentence is a simple question using the informal form of
do
you and the verb
être
to be. The question is formed by inverting the subject
do
and the verb
être.
Are the word
fall.
Crazy is a feminine adjective that agrees in gender with the subject
do,
which is understood as feminine in this context. So, the full breakdown is
R plus
do
you plus fall
crazy question mark
Êtes-vous folle?
Are you crazy? This sentence is a question using the formal vous form of the verb être. To be. The verb is conjugated in the present tense.
Être.
To match the subject, vous.
Vous.
You, formal. The word.
Fall.
Is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Fou.
Crazy. This adjective is used to describe a person who is mentally unstable or out of their mind. The question mark indicates that this is an interrogative sentence, asking for confirmation or seeking information. It is a direct question addressing the listener, demanding a response.
Tu vas bien?
You are doing well? This sentence is a simple question asking about someone's well-being.
Tu
is the informal pronoun for you, used when addressing someone you know well.
Va
is the present tense of the verb, or le, to go, in the third person singular, but is used in this case as a way of saying, ah.
Bien
is an adverb meaning, well. The question is formed with the subject pronoun.
Tu
followed by the verb.
Va
and then the adverb.
Bien.
Est-ce que tu vas bien? This translates to, are you okay? The sentence is composed of
est-ce que.
This is a common way to start a question in French, meaning, is it that? It's essentially asking, is it the case that?
Tu.
This is the subject pronoun, you, in the informal form, used when addressing someone you know well, or are on a familiar basis with.
Va.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, or le, to go, but it is being conjugated in the future tense here.
Bien.
This is an adverb meaning, well, or good, and it's used here to describe how someone is feeling. This is the question mark, which marks the end of the sentence as a question. In summary, the sentence is asking, is it the case that you are going well? Which is a polite way to ask, are you okay?
Viseo.
Aim high. This is a simple imperative sentence in French.
Viseo.
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Vise.
To aim.
O.
Is an adjective meaning high.
Es-tu malade?
Are you sick? This is a simple question in the French language, asking if someone is feeling unwell.
Es-tu?
Is the informal form of, are you, using the verb.
Être.
To be, in the present tense, conjugated for the second person singular.
Tu.
You.
Malade.
Means, sick, or, ill, in French. Let's break down the sentence structure.
Es-tu.
Plus.
Malade.
Are you, plus, sick?
Es-tu sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence is a simple question asking for confirmation. Breakdown.
Es-tu.
Is the conjugated form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the second person singular, present tense. It translates to, are you.
Sûr.
Means, sure. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb.
Être.
Is conjugated differently for each person, and tense. Question formation. In French. Questions are often formed by inverting the subject and verb. However, in this case, the question is formed using the interrogative pronoun.
Est-ce que?
Before the sentence. Direct translation. While the literal translation might be, are you sure? The meaning is equivalent to, are you certain? Or, are you positive?
Es-tu sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence is a simple question asking for confirmation. Let's break it down.
Es-tu
is the conjugated form of the verb être, to be, in the second person singular, meaning, are you.
Sûr
means, sure. It's the feminine form of the adjective, sûr. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, are you sure?
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? This is a question that is asking for confirmation. Breakdown. Êtes-vous?
Êtes-vous?
Is the formal form of, are you? It is used when addressing someone you do not know well, or someone, who is older, or in a position of authority. The verb être.
Être.
To be, is conjugated in the second person plural. As the subject is vous.
Vous.
You, formal. Sûr.
Sûr.
Means, sure, in English. The question mark indicates that the sentence is a question.
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence is a question using the formal form of, to be, in French.
Êtes.
Which is the second person plural form of
être.
To be. The word
sûr
is the feminine singular form of the adjective
sûr.
Sure. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates that this is a question.
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? This is an interrogative sentence, meaning it asks a question. The verb
être
is the conjugated form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person plural. This conjugation indicates that the speaker is addressing two or more people. The word
sûr
is the feminine plural form of the adjective
sûr.
Sure. It is an adjective used to describe the subject of the sentence, you. In this case the noun is understood to be, you. This sentence is an example of the inverted word order typical of French interrogative sentences. The verb comes before the subject.
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? The phrase is a question that expresses doubt. Êtes-vous is the formal plural form of the verb être. To be conjugated in the present tense. This form is used when addressing someone formally, like a professor, or someone you don't know well.
Sûr
is the masculine plural form of the adjective.
Sûr.
Sure, which agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Vous.
You. Key concept. The formal plural form of être is used with the pronoun
vous.
You, when addressing someone formally.
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence uses the formal form of the verb, to be.
Être.
In the second person plural form, être. This is followed by the adjective, sûr.
Sûr.
Meaning, sure. The sentence structure is quite simple, using a subject-verb-adjective order. The word order is not significant in this sentence.
Es-tu sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence is a simple question asking for confirmation. Let's break it down.
Es-tu?
This is the conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the second person singular, present tense, interrogative form. The
tu
is the subject pronoun, meaning you.
Sûr.
This is an adjective meaning sure. So,
es-tu sûr
literally means, are you sure? Here are some key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, être, is conjugated differently depending on the subject and tense. This sentence uses the present tense, second person singular conjugation, which is est. Interrogative form. The interrogative form is used to ask questions. It is formed by inverting the subject and verb. In this case, the est and the
tu
are inverted. Word order. The word order in French questions can be different from English. In this case, the adjective
sûr
comes after the verb. This sentence is a great example of a simple but essential French question.
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence is a question using the formal vous form of to be.
Êtes-vous
is the formal second person plural form of the verb to be in the present tense. It is used when addressing someone formally, such as a professor or someone you do not know well. It can also be used for a polite you to a single person.
Sûr
is the masculine plural form of the adjective sûr. The question mark at the end indicates that it is a question.
Vise haut.
Aim high. This sentence is an imperative verb in the
tu
form. It means you in the informal singular form.
Vise
means aim and
haut
means high.
Êtes-vous sûr?
Are you sure? This sentence is a question using the formal
vous
form of the verb
être.
To be, it is conjugated in the present tense to form
être.
For the second person plural, which is used for both you, plural, and you, formal, singular.
Sûr
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Sûr.
Sure.
Êtes-vous grand?
Are you tall? This sentence is a simple question in the formal vous form, meaning it's appropriate for addressing someone you don't know well, or someone older than you. Here's a breakdown. Êtes-vous.
Êtes-vous
is the formal conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. It is the second person plural form, meaning are you grand. means tall, and is an adjective modifying the subject, vous, you. In summary, the question, "Êtes vous grand?" directly translates to, "Are you tall?"
Êtes vous grand?
Are you tall? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense, asking about someone's height. Here's a breakdown.
Êtes vous?
This is the formal form of the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the second person plural, you. It's used when addressing someone formally, like a professor, or someone you don't know well.
Grand.
This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, tall, in French. It's feminine, because the subject of the sentence, you, is assumed to be female. If the subject were male, the adjective would be
grand.
This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, tall, in French. It's feminine, because the subject of the sentence, you, is assumed to be female. If the subject were male, the adjective would be
grand.
Key concepts. Formal vs. informal. In French, there are formal and informal ways to address people. The formal form uses
vous,
and the verb conjugations match. The informal form uses
tu,
and its verb conjugations are different. Gender agreement. In French, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. This means that the adjective must be feminine, if the noun is feminine, and singular if the noun is singular.
Es-tu grand?
Are you tall? This sentence is a simple question using the
tu
form of the verb
être.
To be.
Es-tu
is the contraction of
es-tu,
which is the third-person singular form of
être,
conjugated in the interrogative form with the pronoun
tu.
You
grand
is an adjective meaning tall in this context.
Es-tu grand?
Are you tall? The sentence structure is a simple question.
Es-tu?
Are you
grand?
Tall.
Es-tu
is the informal form of are you, used for someone you know well.
Grand
is the feminine form of the adjective
grand.
Big, tall. It agrees in gender with the subject
tu,
you, which is feminine in this case.
Es-tu doué de sagesse?
Are you wise? This sentence is a simple question asking if someone possesses wisdom.
Es-tu
is a contraction of
es-tu,
which is the informal second person singular of the verb
être.
To be, it literally translates to, are you?
Doué
is the past participle of the verb
doué.
To endow, and in this case acts as an adjective meaning gifted or endowed. De is a preposition that means of.
Sagesse
is a noun that means wisdom. This phrase literally translates to, are you endowed with wisdom? But in English, we use the simpler, are you wise?
Êtes vous doué de sagesse?
Are you endowed with wisdom? Breakdown. Êtes vous is the formal, polite form of, are you? It is the second person plural form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be. The verb, être, is conjugated in the present tense. Now a.
Doué
is the past participle of the verb, nouer.
Doué.
To endow. Here, it is used as an adjective meaning endowed. De sagesse.
De sagesse
is a prepositional phrase meaning with wisdom. Sagesse.
Sagesse
is a noun meaning wisdom. Key concepts. Formal address. The use of vous.
Vous.
Instead of tu.
Tu.
Indicates a formal level of address. Past participle as adjective. The past participle, noué.
Oué.
Is used here as an adjective, describing the subject, you. Prepositional phrase. The preposition, de.
De.
Is used to introduce the noun phrase, sagus.
Sagesse.
Indicating the specific kind of endowment.
Arme-toi.
Arm yourself. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command, or order.
Arme-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Armer.
To arm, conjugated in the second person singular.
Toi
is the pronoun, you, in the informal form, indicating that the speaker is addressing a single person they are familiar with. This phrase is very direct and forceful, meaning it is urging the listener to take immediate action to protect themselves.
Armez-vous.
Arm yourselves. The sentence is in the imperative mood, commanding the listener to arm themselves.
Armez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Armez.
To arm.
Vous
is the pronoun for you, in the plural form.
Évitez les friandises.
Avoid sweets. This sentence uses the imperative verb form.
Évitez.
Which means, avoid, in the familiar plural form. It is used to give a command to multiple people. The object of the verb is
les friandises,
which literally means the sweets.
Les
is the definite article meaning the, and
friandises
is a noun meaning sweets or treats. Therefore, the sentence is telling someone to avoid sweets.
Suis-je beau?
Am I fat? This sentence is a simple question in the
présent
tense, using the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Suis.
The word
beau
is an adjective meaning fat or large in this context. The question literally translates to am I large? But the connotation of
beau
in this context makes it clear that the speaker is asking if they are overweight.
Évite les friandises.
Avoid the sweets. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
tu
form, meaning you, informal. Breakdown.
Évite.
Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Éviter.
To avoid. In the
tu
form, the imperative drops the final s.
Le.
Colon, this is the definite article, the, in the plural feminine form.
Friandises.
Colon, this is the noun, sweets, or treats, in the plural form. Key concepts. Imperative. This is a command, or instruction.
Tu.
Form. This is the informal, you, form used for close friends, or family. Definite article. This word, like, the, in English, refers to a specific noun. Plural. This means more than one.
Sois attentif.
Be attentive. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Sois
is the second person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, in the imperative mood, the subject pronoun
tu
is understood and not explicitly stated.
Attentif
is an adjective meaning attentive. It modifies the understood subject pronoun.
Tu.
Sois attentive. Be attentive. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb être. To be, in the imperative mood.
Attentive
is an adjective meaning attentive or paying attention.
Sois confiant.
Be confident. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it gives a command. Sois is the imperative form of the verb être. To be. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it addresses one person directly. Confiant.
Confiant
is an adjective meaning confident. It modifies the pronoun to.
Tu.
You, which is implied in the imperative form. The full sentence literally translates to, be confident, you. But in English, we simply say, be confident.
Soyez confiant.
Be confident. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural or formal singular.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, meaning be.
Confiant
is the adjective confident in the masculine plural form, agreeing with the implied subject, you. The exclamation mark indicates that the speaker is encouraging or urging the listener to be confident.
Soyez confiant.
Be confident. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests. Confiance is the masculine plural form of the adjective confiant.
Confiant.
Meaning, confident. The phrase literally translates to, be confident. It's a way to encourage someone to have confidence.
Soyez confiant.
Be confident. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's giving a command or instruction. Soyez.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. The verb
être
is irregular, and its imperative form changes from its infinitive. Confiant.
Confiant
is an adjective that means confident and is modifying the pronoun
vous,
which is implied, but not written. Exclamation. The exclamation mark indicates that the sentence is an exclamation.
Soyez confiant.
Be confident. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown.
Soyez.
This is the second person plural form of the verb
être.
To be. In this context, it functions as an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Confiant.
This is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Confiant.
Confident. It modifies the implied subject of the sentence, which is, you all. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to express commands, requests, or instructions. Subject-verb agreement. The verb.
Soyez.
Agrees with the implied plural subject, you all, in gender and number. Adjective agreement. The adjective.
Confiant.
Agrees with the implied subject, you all, in gender and number.
Sois confiant.
Be confident. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. The verb.
Sois
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
to be. In this case, it is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you, informal. The word
Kufiat
is an adjective meaning confident. It is used as a noun here, because it is used as the object of the verb. So, the sentence can be understood as, you, be confident.
Soyez impitoyable.
Be merciless. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. The subject pronoun,
vous,
you, is implied, but not written. The verb,
être,
to be, is conjugated in the imperative form,
soyez.
The adjective,
impitoyable,
merciless, modifies the implied subject,
vous. Suis-je gros?
Am I fat? Breakdown. Suis-je is the interrogative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the first person singular. It literally translates to, am I. Gros is the feminine form of the adjective.
Oh.
Big, fat. It's used to describe a female person, or thing. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the interrogative form of the verb.
Être.
And the agreement of adjectives with the gender of the noun they modify.
Soyez objectif.
Be objective. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be. The.
A.
Ending indicates that the subject is
vous.
You. It is plural, because it is used when talking to more than one person, or when addressing a person formally.
Objectif
is an adjective meaning objective.
Sois objectif.
Be objective. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, addressed to you, singular, informal. Sois is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the second person singular. Objective is an adjective meaning objective. In this context, it means to be unbiased, and to base your opinions on facts rather than personal feelings.
Sois objective.
Be objective. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Sois.
Sois. Is the second person singular form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the imperative mood. It is used when talking to one person.
Objective.
Objective. Is an adjective meaning unbiased, neutral, or based on facts rather than opinions, or feelings.
Soyez objective.
Be objective. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command, or request. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être, to be, in the second person plural. This form is used to address a group of people. Objective is an adjective meaning unbiased, or based on facts. The sentence is a direct command, telling someone, or a group of people, to be objective.
Soyez objectif.
Be objective. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the imperative mood.
Objectif
is the adjective, objective, in the masculine plural form, acting as an adjective complement to the verb être. This sentence instructs someone to be objective in their thoughts or actions. It implies that they should avoid personal biases, or emotional influences, and focus on facts, and logical reasoning.
Soyez objective. Be objective. This is a command in the imperatif. Imperative, mood, telling someone to be objective.
Soyez
is the
imperatif.
Imperative, form of the verb
être.
To be, for the
vous,
you, form. In this case, it is plural, addressing multiple people.
Objective
is the adjective.
Objectif.
Objective, in the plural form, used here as a predicate adjective to describe the person, s, being addressed.
Tu es le bienvenu.
You are welcome. This is a simple sentence in the familiar form of address.
Tu
means you, familiar form. Is the present tense of the verb, to be, conjugated in the third person singular, and
le bienvenu
is the masculine form of the adjective, welcome.
Soyez realiste.
Be realistic. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Realiste
is an adjective meaning realistic. The sentence instructs the listener to be realistic.
Du bœuf, s'il vous plaît.
Please give me beef. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Du
is the partitive article, meaning some or any. It is used with uncountable nouns, like beef.
Bœuf
means beef.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite phrase that means please. The sentence is literally some beef, please.
Du bœuf, s'il vous plaît.
Beef, please. This phrase is a simple request for beef. Here's a breakdown.
Du
means some or any in this context. It's a partitive article used before uncountable nouns.
Bœuf
is the word for beef.
S'il vous plaît
is a polite phrase meaning please. It is a common way to make a request in French. The phrase literally translates to some beef, if you please. However, the phrase is typically shortened in conversation to just beef, please.
Demande-leur.
Ask them. This sentence uses the
imperatif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The
imperatif
form of the verb
demander.
To ask, in the second person plural, is
demander.
The
leur
suffix is added to the verb to indicate that the object of the verb is them.
La bière, c'est la bière.
Beer is beer. This sentence is a simple statement in the
présent.
Present tense, using the
c'est.
It is construction. It uses the
être.
To be, verb in its third person singular form.
La bière
is the feminine singular definite article.
La
combined with the noun
bière.
Beer, to form the subject of the sentence. The use of the same word on both sides of the
c'est
emphasizes that there is no difference in the subject and the predicate.
Amène une copine.
Bring a girlfriend. Breakdown.
Amène
is the imperative form of the verb
amener,
which means to bring. This is the command form of the verb, so it is telling someone to do something.
Une
is the indefinite article meaning a, and is feminine.
Corpine
is the noun meaning girlfriend.
Key concepts.
Imperative verb, the command form of a verb. Indefinite article, used to indicate an unspecified person or thing.
Gender agreement,
the indefinite article.
Un
agrees in gender with the noun.
Corpine,
which is feminine.
Envoyer des renforts.
Send reinforcements. This sentence uses the
impératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
The subject.
Vous.
You, is implied, but not explicitly stated.
Envoyer
is the
impératif
form of the verb
envoyer,
to send.
Des
is a partitive article that indicates an indefinite quantity of
renfort,
reinforcements.
Fais-le entrer,
let him enter.
Breakdown.
Faire.
This is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do slash make. In the imperative, the subject pronoun, to, you, is understood.
Le.
This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, him.
Entrer.
This is the infinitive form of the verb
entrer.
To enter. The imperative is used to give commands.
Here,
the sentence is telling someone to let him enter.